The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey guys, before we start today's show, I got to tell you about this incredible new sponsor, which is going to help you be better in bed. That's right, we're talking about Promescent. It's a premium sexual wellness company, and they have an incredible spray that you spray on your dick, and it makes you last longer. If you're one of these guys that's a two-pump chump, as they say, Promescent is for you, okay?
Oh, really?
It's patented. It's called the Delay Spray, and yeah, that's as simple as that. It helps you last longer in bed. You can have more fun, show your partner a really, really good time, and keep your lovemaking going all night long. All you got to do is check out their incredible product line at promescent.com. That is P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com. They have an assorted line of products to enhance your sex life. And when you use promo code RAP, you're going to save 15% off your entire order. That's right. Promescent.com. Go get those savings right now with promo code RAP.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit, happy birthday, America. It's a holiday, we don't give a fuck. We still come in. We still come the fuck in. Real Ass Podcast, we salute you. We fucking salute you. International superstar Zach D'Amico's here.
How you doing, buddy?
It's a shirtless or a sleeveless summer, Zachy.
Oh, it's time, baby.
Let's go, sleeveless summer. We ain't wearing sleeves the entire summer, me and you. Is that a rule?
I'm fine with that. I mean, you're not going to wear them regardless. That just means I have to cut up a bunch of my shirts.
Yeah, you got
to
cut up a bunch of your shirts, dude. I've been buying exclusively sleeveless t-shirts.
You mean sheets?
Yes.
Look, we have a great show planned today. And you know that voice. Ladies and gentlemen, she's the actual real queen, I mean.
Oh.
You know, what's that other bitch?
Lisa, me? Lisa Lampanelli.
These fucking, okay.
I think she has the title, right?
I'm not being an asshole.
She's in to comply with the new regulations.
She's fine. Lisa Lampanelli's fine, okay? But
like,
she's not the
like
queen.
Fine?
She's not the queen of mean. Karen, if you and Lisa Lampanelli had to go face to face, you would fucking make that old bitch cry.
Aw.
Karen's fatter, though.
That is also true.
Got me.
Hell yeah, dude. That's a creative joke. Woo! Karen Fian's here. Ryan Long is here. This is, by the way,
happy America.
My new year is July 4th. That's how much I love this country. So this is a new year, new me. Let's fucking go, dude. Today is the first day of the rest of your fucking lives, okay? And we have a great, incredible show planned today. Ryan Long is sunburnt.
I'm sunburnt. I fucking slept 2 hours.
You seem like you're
outside.
Hungover.
Dude, I was the ultimate American yesterday because I watched a sports legend in action, Joey Chestnut.
You were there.
Beat the record. Yeah,
you
dude.
Went there.
So I couldn't get in, and then I straight up DM'd Nathan's, and I was like, I'm very important. Can you?
You did.
Yeah, I DM'd Nathan's.
That's hot dog company.
So I went to the hot dog eating competition, and the main guy, Joey Chestnut, he does 78 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
I could beat it.
And the next guy does like 50. Like, it's not even close.
Yeah, Cameron's never doing this
competition. She doesn't even know. She goes, oh, we were taking, keeping track.
I got five of me right now.
Nathan, where does he book?
Two at a time.
Yeah, it's the way they eat hot dogs.
Have you been?
Impressive. I've never been to watch it, but I've seen hot dog eating competitions on television.
But he was brought up like sort of in that community where that's like a thing.
No, I was not actually.
They ate real dogs.
That's Chinese New Year. I mean, what a great sketch, Chinese New Year, the dog eating competition.
Listen, we have an incredible show planned today and a lot to talk about, including I want to watch some of Joey Chestnut breaking his own hot dog eating record.
This is an American sports legend in action.
I'm very excited. You love him. You
when
love him.
People puke, they go. The announcers go, a reversal.
That's funny.
It fucking kicks so much ass.
I don't mind it.
They stole that from the Bully Mix.
I don't mind it. Look, we have a lot also to talk about today. We did not announce the Skankfest South lineups yesterday like I was supposed to. I was supposed to put out a trailer. I was supposed to put out a list of comics. We're still waiting on a few names right now that we, you know, and I did not want to not include them in the announcement. So we are putting out a list sometime this afternoon regardless. There's a few people that just straight up we can't announce just yet. There's going to be a lot of surprises at Skankfest. A few people, contractually speaking, they can't announce being in Texas just yet. But the lineup itself is fucking incredible. Skankfest South happening November 5th through 7th, Houston, Texas. What are you cackling about?
Ryan looks like what I imagine my liver looks like. Like, he just looks
gay,
covered in cum,
crispy and shiny. Red. I don't know. Sorry.
So look, November 5th or 7th, Yo Kratom is the marquee sponsor. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting everything we do. Tickets will be on sale next Monday, or this Monday, I should say, a week from today, July 12th, 8 a.m. Eastern. Grab your tickets because they are very, very, very limited. A lot of people kept their tickets from the original Skankfest South. Most people did. So if you want to come out and fucking support, that's that. I'll tell you right now, we're going to be announcing comics throughout today's show. Two of them sitting right here, both Karen Feehan and Ryan Long. Woo! Both going to be at Skankfest.
Skankfest headliner.
Two of the more important names at Skankfest.
Officially announced as the headliner.
Headlining the entire festival, co-headliners.
It is an actual big fucking deal. It's very funny because when we initially planned Skankfest, it was, you know, a year and a half ago. 2 years ago, we actually started planning it. And how much everyone has grown.
I know.
It's fucking wild. Like, it's like everyone has a bigger following.
Offers didn't grow, but I mean.
No, yeah, no. Well, the pandemic kept everyone really right where they were at, you know? But their fan bases grew because it was all a digital presence. Wow.
Yeah, you get it. No, I'm stoked, dude. I'm fucking, it's going to be so fun.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be fucking incredible. And I'm really happy to have both of you guys there.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
It's going to be fucking wild, dude. So, yeah, like, people are very excited. Look. People are very excited.
Dude, people are jazzed. I'm telling you. I was going to do Houston potentially, and then we're just like, well, let's not, you know, there's no point.
Yeah, you're good. Well, look, do Houston. Do, you know.
But you can't top the...
You can't top what Skankfest is going to be. People don't understand it. It's going to be incredible. Also, I'll tell you right now, we're putting together another trailer that we're going to release this weekend. If you guys have been to Skankfest in the past, right, shoot us an email, legionofskanks@gmail.com. And just a 1 minute video, no editing, no music, no nothing. Just talk about your experience at Skankfest. Talk about what you loved about it. Talk about what was unique about it. We're putting together a trailer featuring a bunch of you, the real Legion of Skanks. And we are going to put that out this weekend as well, because tickets do go on sale next Monday morning. So do that. Send that to legionofskanks@gmail.com by Wednesday, by this Wednesday. What's the date? Wednesday, the 7th at midnight. So Wednesday night at midnight Eastern. Yeah. Yeah, and oh yeah, that's right. One person, whoever sends in the best video, and that could be that's interpreted by me.
Right.
The best video.
Hey girls, I got some pointers.
Why is it cold in here?
You get it. We're going to give you a pair of all-access Skankfest South passes. You're going to probably get featured in this trailer either way, and we do appreciate the support and the help. But the best one, we're going to actually. Give you guys a pair of all-access passes to Skankfest South. Very, very excited. Also, obviously, the great Zach Amico coming to fucking Skankfest this year. Everyone in studio will be at Skankfest. Zach Amico will be performing his shows. Are you going to do Spook Show Live?
Yeah, I think so.
Spook Show Live. The Naked Roast is coming back to Skankfest.
Is it?
Yeah, why? You don't think so?
I think we have to check the legality of that in that state. Yeah.
I hit the wrong button.
Will Zach be on the Naked Roast?
You're going to be on the Naked Roast. We already talked about
this. Oh, yeah. No, that's my show.
Naked Roast Oh, dude. Naked. Will you judge the Naked Roast, Ryan?
Yeah, I'll do whatever, dude.
Yeah, whatever you want to do that weekend.
You have to be completely naked.
Oh, no, I don't want to do the naked.
You don't. Show. Listen, you don't. There's no cameras. There's no nothing. It's all fucking Karen. Karen,
what?
We've all fucking seen you naked. How are you not judging the Naked Roast?
Was that my formal ask?
Will you do it this year?
Probably not.
Although if you do subscribe to only,
I know you can have your own Naked Roast.
Karen,
I'm battling my demons every day.
No,
on my
I don't
only
want you
fans.
To battle. I want you to judge.
Put an apple in her mouth. We'll have a Naked Roast.
You're a big deal. You're a big deal. And having you on the Naked Roast, Ari Shaffir is returning. Oh, you know what? Ari Shaffir is the Skankfest.
Yeah!
Ooh. Not wrong thing. God damn it. I'm on the wrong line. the wrong line completely. God damn it. Orange Beard's going to be at Skankfest this year. I got to save some of them for like the line, the, you know, the lineup that comes out later.
Right.
Yeah, shut up.
It's exciting.
Yeah, this is fine, though.
Naked
yeah.
Roast Judge, Karen Fian, guys. If you want to see
more,
Karen...
Do I get more money?
Yeah, I'll pay you.
How much more money?
Let's negotiate off air.
Okay.
Because you don't want to hear how little it's going to be and how much she's going to accept, guys. She'll get naked for very little.
I don't know.
Okay, look, we have a lot to talk about and more announcements throughout today's show. It is fucking Skankfest week officially. That's a weird way to put it because only the week the tickets go on sale. But it is, you know, Skankfest pregame, pre-party week here on the Real Ass Podcast. We're very, very excited about this. Let's get our plugs out of the fucking way. Let's do it right now. Ryan Long, what do you got to plug?
I would just like to plug Joey Chestnut's YouTube channel. You want to check that out? At Ryan Long Comedy, new video every Monday. The Boys Cast with Ryan Long is the podcast. And patreon.com/theboyscast, new episode every week.
I love it. I love it. Karen Fian.
Follow me on Instagram, Karen Fian. Check out my podcast, Only Fians. Check out my cartoon on YouTube, Karen Sucks. Subscribe to my OnlyFans, M&M6969.
Oh, now you're just plugging it. You're like, don't even like, go find it. It used to be go find it. Now she's like,
yeah. It'll still be hard.
I just moved into a really expensive apartment. Please go.
It'll be hard for people to find it still.
I've been bootlegging Karen's OnlyFans and M&M69, half the price. If
you want. Yeah, go through Ryan if you want.
The photos go up a day later, but
he's the middleman.
Zach Amico.
Instagram Zach is not funny. And my other shows. Bye Guys with Ian Finance, Catalyst Wrestling, which we just did a taping for on Saturday, and Zach Amigo's Midnight Spook Show Fridays at midnight, and I'll be on the road with this knucklehead.
Catalyst Wrestling, likely going to be at Skankfest, but maybe not, depending if we can work out the deal. But either way, we're billing it as pro wrestling so far.
Sounds good.
Pro wrestling will be at Skankfest.
Fuck yeah. So you guys, you're doing a full wrestling thing at Skankfest in
Houston? We did last year.
We did last year. It was incredible. I'm so much fun.
That was 4 years ago, yeah, but dude. I'm stoked.
Jason Ellis show going to be at Skankfest, facing off open workouts, press conference, because it looks like my fight is going to be just a mere couple weeks after Skankfest with Jason Ellis. So we invited the entire Ellis crew down. They're going to fucking come into the hot zone. They're going to sit into the fucking, the dragon's den. The, what else? Give me some other things that we can call it.
Snake pit.
The snake pit. The, you know, he's flying close to the sun. Mm-hmm. And
Snake pit was also Karen's official title for a few months.
Yeah.
I also, I have a lot of respect for Jason for coming in and fucking walking into the fucking demon's den, into the elephant's room.
Satan's laundry room.
Into the Ku Klux Kitchen.
Jesus.
The Ku Klux Kitchen.
Okay.
That's the name of the episode today, Ku Klux Kitchen. It's hard to say. Say Ku Klux Kitchen 3 times fast.
I refuse.
Say Ku Klux Kitchen.
I refuse.
That should be the name of your fucking cooking show, Ku Klux Kitchen.
Yeah? You watch my cooking show?
Karen's Country Kitchen.
KKK.
Which country?
Love it. Yeah, it's going to be incredible. Very excited to have Jason Ellis and company at Skankfest November 5th through 7th. Tickets on sale July 12th, 8 a.m. Eastern. Grab your tickets. Don't fucking wait. Do not wait. We have so much planned and then so many special surprises for you guys. You have no idea. We have an entire fucking county fair set up with games and a mechanical bull. We're gonna
the fans
have,
are bringing that from home.
We're going to have...
they're bringing work with them.
What if it's a mechanical bull, Shane Gillis, and he just fucking comes out and he's rude to everybody? That's his whole thing. He's rude. Shane Gillis!
See if he can make eye contact for 20 seconds.
Shane Gillis will be at Skankfest. You're Matt saying... McCusker. Man, Shane's Secret Podcast is going to be a Skankfest. It's exciting. Exciting, guys. What
you
are we doing?
I used to get mad whenever I brought him up because I would call it Matt and Shane's Little Podcast because I didn't know the name of it.
You didn't know it, yeah.
Sorry, Shane.
Sorry, Shane. Oh, what an exciting time.
He has a mustache like you now, and he asked me if I was attracted to him now
because he looks like me. Yeah. He wishes. He's got that little tiny fucking asshole mouth. He got a Joe List mouth on that big head.
I don't know. I felt good.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Listen, guys, also, other live stuff coming up. Right now, I'll tell you right now, me and Zach Amico are going on the road a bunch. What do we got? We got Bridgeport, Connecticut coming up on the 15th and 16th. Myself and Zach Amico on the early shows. Then the late shows, The Depraved, featuring Jessica Kirsten, Aaron Berg, Colin Turrell, and many more comedians, like 6 or 7 comedians on that show. It's going to be fucking incredible. Grab your tickets right now, Bridgeport Stress Factory.
This week we'll be in Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, then, yeah, this Friday night. What am I talking about? This Friday night, Providence, Rhode Island, myself, Dave Smith, co-headlining a show with the great Zach Amico, just 300 seats outside. Let's sell half those seats. Sell half those seats. sell half those seats. It's a short notice show, dude. They just put this together a few days ago. So let's fucking come out in Connecticut. Drive as far as you gotta fucking drive. Come out and support the show. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Dave Smith's gonna be there. I'll be there. The great Zach Amico will be there. Karen Finish, she plays her cards where I could even be there. Who knows who's gonna be there on Friday night?
Got a sponsor.
Actually, you know what? I'll tell you a few dates here.
Let me finish my dates first. Then you come back in, dickhead.
I'm doing Bridgeport, Connecticut. I'm doing Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I'm going to literally bleep.
You're just fucking making
I'm going to bleep this all out. April 8th. I hate you. July 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Doesn't it 24th there? 22nd through the 24th, I'll be at the American Comedy Company with Colin Turrell. And then on the 26th, we're doing The Depraved live at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, California. So a lot. The Depraved's going all over the fucking place, guys. And then keep it up, Shannon. Jesus Christ. Then I'll be at the I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club July 28th and 31st. That's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. August 4th, back at the Stress Factory with another Depraved featuring Joe List, fucking Rich Voss, and a million other comedians. And August 26th, BJ Ryan's in Norwalk, Connecticut. Lots more dates coming up, guys. I ain't fucking around. It's a big deal. The tour is fucking starting to pump, baby boy. So
that website looks good, too.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Yeah, like you got the venue up as a square. I'm just like, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, you gotta make it easy.
Mine looks like a mess now.
People are stupid, you know? You gotta make it easy on them. So yeah, also guys, make sure you subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get access to all the shows, the on-demand libraries for everything. Thousands of hours of content you can't get anywhere else. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. All right. Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarland gonna be at Skankfest. Holy shit, guys! I mean, we're bringing down the entire New York comedy community. Sure,
guys. This is a big one, a big name. Liz gonna get mad. Initials BS. That's right. Brendan Sagalow gonna be at Skankfest.
Yeah, I love Brendan.
Brendan fucking Sagalow. By the way, here's the thing. I know we're joking, but people will be very excited to see Brendan.
Of course. I love Brendan.
Yeah, we are bringing the entire...
I didn't get the joke because I like him. So.
The whole comedy scene. The whole fucking comedy scene from New York down to Texas. Texas has never seen this. They've never seen it. I'll tell you right now. This is going to be a wild thing. We have a lot of locals from Texas as well. I'm not going to name them because who cares? But there's a lot of locals. A lot of locals too. Don't you worry. What if that was a whole lineup?
You're bringing through.
I feel like it's like every female open micer in Texas.
Come on now.
Come on.
What are you saying?
It's a good idea.
Well, that's fucking hot.
How many people from local Texas do you have?
Probably like 40 comics locals.
Wow.
We're bringing down.
How'd you book them?
We're bringing down 70 comics. We're flying in 70 comics.
They offer them vaccines.
And then we have like 40 or 50 like locals.
And you just like submissions, pure submissions.
Pure submissions.
Hell yeah.
Instead of pure emissions.
What?
It's coming.
Doing some rhyme schemes over here.
It's all right. It's all good. It's all good. Did I say Ehrenberg?
No, say
Ehrenberg is on Skankfest.
Skankfest.
List all the Canadians. It's just Ryan and Aaron.
We're doing some fun stuff.
Ryan and Aaron.
Bonnie.
We're doing some fun stuff. What are the Canadians do we have? Do we have more Canadians? Let's see.
I don't think you need any more. I think three is good.
I don't know if we have any more.
Three's plenty.
That's a lot of Canadians.
That's two, Karen.
I said Bonnie, too.
Bonnie. Three Canadians.
See? Let's see. I don't know. You know, I actually don't know where
everyone's
from.
Can't, like, tell by their names.
No, but I would know, you know, if you just kind of eyeball
Graham K.
No, he's not coming down. Three Canadians. He's bringing down fucking relevant, cool comedians.
I like
he's
Graham.
Bringing down fucking troubled dogs,
yeah.
Dude.
Hell yeah, dog.
People who accepted the low ball.
What'd you guys all do for
people with their fucking middle fingers up to the system, dude?
Hell yeah, dude. Juggalos. We're bringing juggalos from New York to Texas. Simple as that.
You know who Ouija Mac is?
No.
It's like big juggalo rapper, but he's got a song where he whispers the whole time. It's pretty gay.
Hell yeah. Ouija Mac's going to be at Skankfest.
Ouija Mac at Skankfest.
How cool would that be? How cool would that be? I went to the great Paul Verzey's home. That's Ouija Mac. I went to the great Paul Verzey's home, who will also be at Skankfest.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
Verzey.
Paul Verzey, the great Paul
Verzey. The Verzey effect.
Dude, we had such a good time. We had such a great time.
I'm going to announce that a few less of the local Houstons are going to be there, so three less. We won't tell you which ones, but three have been removed from the bill. Skank fest.
If you think it's you, it probably is.
It will not be white men.
You're out if you have a vagina or at any point.
All right, guys, we got to talk about another sponsor on today's show, which is Blue Chew. That's right. We really care about your cock here on the Real Ass Podcast.
And we're thinking about it constantly.
Yeah, we want to make sure that you and that cock are fucking pleasuring your woman, man, lover, dog, whoever it is that you're banging. And Blue Chew really does work. I'll tell you right now, I got a Blue Chew prescription. It is the same active ingredient as Viagra Cialis. It gives you a longer lasting erection. It's not just for guys who have erectile dysfunction, which, by the way, that works for those guys too.
Yes, it does.
If you want to go in and just have a few more rounds, if you want to just have a longer lasting erection and a harder erection, to be honest with you, I think my dick's a little bit bigger after I take it. Blue Chew is the way to go. It is chewable. It works faster than pills. It gets right into your bloodstream and it's cheaper. It's the same active ingredient as Viagra Cialis, but because it's direct to you, they cut out the middleman. It's a less expensive product to begin with and is really, really easy. This is the thing that makes Blue Chew incredible and unique. Is you don't actually have to go have a conversation with your doctor. You do a little questionnaire right on BlueChew.com. They ask you a bunch of questions. It's an affiliated physician, and then they give you a prescription right there and then, and they send you your BlueChew chewables in discreet packaging right to your home. So that's it. No awkward conversation with the doctor. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. BlueChew comes to your door, and here's the best part of all of it is we're going to let you try it for free. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code RAP, and you're going to get your first month for free. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. Harder cocks coming in the mail. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. Go to BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. Okay, where were we? Let's see. We got to talk about some things. All right, see, I had a great time at Paul's house. And dude, he did his own Paul's firework display.
You did that last night?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was a blast, dude. He did a really good job.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, but he lives like 3 hours upstate. And that's like an hour and 15 minutes.
A little
that's
up not there. Bad.
It's kind of far.
You live an hour into New Jersey.
I live 35 minutes into New Jersey.
If you at 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe, but not during like normal traffic time.
Yeah, who's driving during normal traffic times? Don't you avoid those times?
Isn't that when most people are driving?
Yeah, that's why it's traffic.
Statistically,
yeah.
Stupid. You know, Zach,
you're stupid.
Zach's off Skankfest.
One more Houston comic back in.
Two more Houston comics. Get the fly.
Yeah, no, it was a really cool time. The kids were great. My son's the fucking best.
Aww.
In his fucking backyard.
Good job. How long did it last?
Like, 8 minutes maybe. But they had they had it synced up with music. I was playing Born in the USA. I did America's back. America is fucking back, baby.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel that way? All the liberals are like cool, like celebrating. They're like, oh, dude, it's fucking great.
Yesterday at the dog competition, they brought the mayor out, like de Blasio, yeah. And he fucking got booed. And then they brought the DA out for New York, like the head prosecutor, and everyone fucking cheered him.
That's hilarious.
He's like, I'm trying to keep this fucking city safe. And everyone goes, yeah. And de Blasio's getting booed. But he had like a hot dog hat on, and he goes, I'm here, and I relish in bringing up this next person.
No.
And everyone goes, fuck you.
Fuck you, de Blasio, you piece of shit.
Gino was there. He's yelling, the COVID's fake. He was fucking fired up. And then the DA comes out, the head prosecutor, and they're all pumped.
Yeah.
Gino was there for hot dog scraps.
Yeah, Gino was there for heat.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? This is actually the next
time. Gino went up on the stage like you do with the stripper with the $2 bill for the hot dogs, trying to get some hot dog scraps.
Oh, man. I had a blast. What'd you do, Karen?
Kind of just hung out by my pool, had some dinner, watched
You're
the
You're so thirsty.
I watched the fireworks.
You're so thirsty.
How is that thirsty?
Just like, you know, often she mentions having a pool. It's fucking wild.
You asked me what I did yesterday.
You have a pool.
You asked me what I did on the 4th of July. Yeah, I hung out at my pool the summertime, and then I watched fireworks from my bedroom.
You could have even said the pool, because it's not your pool. It is a building's pool.
It's like collectively my pool.
You think it's yours?
I'm part of the community that owns
the
pool.
If you do a DNA test of the water.
It's 100% my pool. Every day. It's more my pool than those kids' pool.
You marked it?
Yeah.
Karen walks in, and the pool water turns color like the pee chemicals.
Yeah, that was kind of on the nose. Mookie jumped over my fence at my pool. I'm so mad at him. He has lost his pool invite
can
for the
I
summer.
Say, can I say this to now? And this is not a knock on Mookie.
Nobody knows who Mookie is.
You can't just say Mookie.
But you know who
like
Mookie
a,
is.
Yeah, but you know, the fans.
They're not going to assume might. That's a white person.
Yeah, they're like, who, Mookie?
Yeah, well, a white person.
They allowed him in the building? Holy shit. Yeah.
He's jumped over the fence and then started screaming, there are no consequences, as the lifeguard and security came over and chastised us as adults.
Yeah.
We'll be at Skankfest.
Yeah.
Mookie will not be at Skankfest, but he might hop the fence. Who knows? We'll see. I do love Mookie, though. He's very funny.
I was pretty irritated with him.
Good job, Karen.
What?
What? I'm just saying it was a great story, and I fucking loved it.
That one? Really?
Yeah, it was really good.
It's not that good.
Yeah, this whole pool talk's a vibe, you know. You're just sitting at home. You're not in the mood for some high energy shit. No. You're just trying to smoke a J, relax.
Absolutely.
Here's some pool
listen about, yeah.
Yeah.
About people's pools. I would love to have a pool. I was going to buy an above ground pool for my son this year. But
those
then
things stink. They leak. They like. We tried to have one 1 year.
Bobby Kelly.
Are you talking about his son?
And they leak. They
I'm more
smell.
Of a hydrant.
We tried to have one.
Hydrant rinse off. Type of guy.
What are some fun yeah. other backdoor?
I wouldn't say backdoor.
What yeah. are some fun
backyard?
Backyard.
Some fun other backyard.
Cornhole.
Water things. No water things.
Water.
Water. Some water things.
Spraying the locals with a fire hose. That's fun.
Well, we have like a slip and slide. Well, I didn't even
people
have
that are on the wrong kid. Side of the tracks, for example.
My neighbors had a slip and slide as a kid, and I would slide down it, and I would slide off the side of it and cut my legs on sticks and things.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, no, slip and slides are for poor people.
I was in school at the time.
You in the summer in Canada? So stupid. They yeah. do everything dumb.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, we do.
What are you bragging about?
You're bragging about fucking having to go to yeah. summer school in
I
Canada.
Was in school.
It was 62 degrees and I failed all my classes, so I had to spend my time in summer school.
And we do our summer vacation in the winter. It's yeah. everything's yeah, and the toilets go the other way. It's
that amazing. Is true.
Hey.
Yeah, I. What are some other backyard things, Shannon?
What are some other backyard things?
Yeah, like fucking like that I could attach to my hose nozzle.
A sprinkler.
Get a sprinkler. Those are fun.
Yeah, but is there like a fun, cool, like awesome one? I want like a fun. Like I don't want my kid to feel like an asshole who just has a sprinkler in the backyard.
Well,
like,
let him say it. His mom's one. Goes,
like the one that's actually.
Or the one that goes.
Can you do your sprinkler impressions? I like it.
It's Milhouse.
Just have Zach come over and spit on it.
Yeah. Or there was Crocodile Mile, where yeah. that was just a slip and slide, and then at the end of it,
right.
it was a crocodile's mouth that you go in, and there was like streams that came down.
Yeah.
Now I just assume that. I have never played with one.
Yeah.
Are there any other backyard things? Yeah. You know, we have two producers. Why not just pull up some fun backyard
things? They make
things?
Like the load 50 at a time water balloon things yeah. now.
I know. I have those. I bought those already. You know what? Don't even worry about it, guys.
Our
super soakers?
Is down currently. That's what we're
I'm going
to.
I don't want producers anymore. Okay. I'm going to simply record the show by my fucking self. I'm going to hit the record button. I'm just going to come sit in here and talk. Because the amount of times that I have to stop the show.
I cannot look up anything.
Well, Shannon, maybe you should let me know that via text, via fucking. Not via attitude-y
no,
fucking.
It's not attitude-y. I'm just
fucking producer voice on the air.
When I tell you on the air, though, then that's what you focus on and it becomes a whole thing.
I don't want it to be a thing anymore.
Well, if you are at home listening and
they're
you have
not,
any ideas for fun backyard things,
I have a fucking
very important that Lewis gets a list of
no,
fun
not,
backyard
no.
activities.
No, Ryan, this is why you have to fucking call fucking Nathan's and get yourself in after the fact, because you don't understand how production works. Okay, like if you understood that, you would they would just be like, oh yeah, dude, obviously, let him in. You'd walk up to the fucking front gate and they'd be like, Mr. Long, please. But no, you don't. I don't want the show to be focused anymore on how much our production sucks. It drives me out of my fucking mind. And I think I said that 3 years ago.
You wanted to be focused on fun backyard things, ladies and gentlemen.
Ryan, shut the fuck up.
Horseshoes.
I'll literally cut you out of my fucking life.
What are you wearing your feet?
One more Houston comic.
You're fucking Canadian.
One more Houston comic.
You have enough strikes as it is.
Frisbee.
How many frisbees did we get out?
You know what's fun is
frisbee. There's one.
Bat. What?
I'm not fucking supporting some gay shit. The fucking my kid running under a rainbow in my backyard for pedophiles to fucking jerk off to.
A wet rainbow.
That's pretty cool. A misting system. Oh, that's not it. That's for a deck. I'm gonna have my kid play with a misting system. You know
that's
what, guys?
The old son.
Fuck it. Forget it all. That's kind of what I'm talking about. A bonsai wiggling in water system.
Oh, that looks fun.
Site can't be reached.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Bonsai wiggling.
We're going to move on. Why don't we have internet on my show? I don't understand. It's my show.
It's probably the same reason you don't have an in-ground pool.
You don't have an in-ground pool.
Yes, I do. It's your mine. Do you want to come over? You want to come to the pool, Ryan?
No, she has more of like an ingrown hair in her pussy.
I bet that's also true. Why don't I get a pool?
Yeah, just I'm like a renting, fucking real pool.
I'm renting a home.
I'm not, that I'm is, a, that is aggressive for the rental.
Yeah, it's a real Puerto Rican move. Like, all I need is a shovel, some cement.
Yeah, yeah. Start digging.
That's an aggressive rental move on the front of the house, too.
Do you think you could build a better pool than me by hand?
No.
I'd fucking destroy you in pool building.
Yeah, no kidding.
How hard is it to build a pool? I bet it's not that hard.
There's one at like the dog park by me. Do you want to come use that?
No, Karen. I'm talking about building my own pool.
Oh, I know. But I mean, you could take a look at how they built it for the dogs.
How do they do it?
Looks like they just dug a hole and put some cement and tile down.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think you could do it.
I feel like it's that easy. And I feel like the people that are building pools, they're not like the highest fucking caliber human beings. No offense to pool people. But it's like, have you ever talked to...
So you're saying pool building's not rocket sciences.
Exactly. I think that these are pretty fucking simple people, you know?
Would you do it by yourself or would you go to Home Depot and
I feel like producing a podcast is a harder job than fucking building a pool. I feel like
with no internet.
Dude, I can build a pool with no internet. Mm-hmm. I bet you I can't. I would need to look it up.
Yeah.
Shannon, pull up the first steps to building my own in-ground pool. Oh, it's not going to work. God damn it. Now I'm setting myself up for failure.
Yeah.
Myself up for failure.
But what I found was how to build your own swimming pool in 30 minutes. But it's loading.
Because it takes 30 minutes.
No. It's how to build your own swimming pool. It's going to take 30 minutes to load.
I fucking hate everybody right now.
Look, it started.
There we go. Okay. 24 by 18 inches.
24 by 18.
This has to be an above ground pool. There's no way you can build an in-ground pool in 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's above ground.
Site preparation, pool layout, and excavation. That water looks pretty clean. Oh, wait, no, that's grass.
Oh, yeah.
Clean green water.
Oh, wait, so this is...
You need, what are those called?
A backhoe?
A backhoe.
Karen? Hell yeah.
So they're not including going to rent that thing in the half an hour.
Right.
No, this is not a half an hour. Shannon, is this a half an hour video? This is crazy.
Is this a 30-minute...
It's a 30-minute time-lapse video for 4 days, Shannon?
Yeah. It's time lapse.
This is what I'm dealing with.
That's so funny.
This is what I'm dealing with.
That's
this
so
is
funny.
The producer's mind.
How many,
here.
30
She's
minutes.
She's like, guys, I got it.
Well, five, by the way,
30 minutes. There's a guy with a hard hat and a clipboard. This is not a 30-minute job.
This is another season. They started off in the fucking spring and now it's the summer.
The title says all process step by step in only 30 minutes.
Yes, it's a time lapse video.
What's that blue stuff? Is the cement already down?
Lye or something, maybe?
Lye.
You lie.
It's a different kind of lie.
Oh, that's a lot. That's
There's
a lot of
videos of like dudes in India making pools.
This is a lot of fucking work. This is why can't I just dig a hole and throw some cement into it?
There's layers of cement and tile.
I think you can. But I'm saying if there's like a lot of viral videos of
how many fucking people are building this pool? This is wild. No wonder why it costs so much money.
How much does it cost? 30 grand?
No, like 70.
70?
It's like 70 grand
seems
in Jersey
high.
To build a pool. Yeah, we looked at the median cost. Look how nice this is. Oh, this guy fucks. Whoever's pool this is fucks and sucks, dude. He's ready to crush. It is an Indian. You'd have to. If you were Indian, you have to have a pool because you're Indian, dude. Like, what are you going to do?
You're not gonna be
Karen,
friends.
Have you ever fucked an Indian man?
I have not.
See? And she fucks everybody.
Yeah.
Even you.
Well... An Indian man at the market fucked her over.
Yeah, Ryan, get in there.
Yeah.
Way to save the day.
Woo! Indian man on Skankfest.
Jesus fucking Christ.
We're going to announce Karpinder Patindapar.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Kelly will be on Skankfest.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
There's tons of this shit on the phone.
Okay, this is what we need, though. This is more our speed. Where are we going to get a fucking giant truck?
Yeah, this is what I was talking about.
Yeah, this is it, though.
Look at their house. Their house is made of shit and sticks.
But, like, there are natural pools that exist in nature, right? In, like, springs.
They're called lakes?
Yeah, but also, like, smaller ones, like in mountains. Like, like springs that are, like, cold and fresh water. Like, I feel like you could build, like, a smaller one.
A small spring type water.
Yeah. Just like a dip pool.
Yeah. That's a
maybe
lot.
It wouldn't cost you 70 grand.
I should just get a
I'm not paying 70 grand for these guys don't have shoes.
I bet you can get both of these guys for 70 grand.
I'm just getting a blow-up hot tub. Fuck it. Let me just be garbage and get the blow-up hot tub for the backyard. That's perfect. That's literally, and I mean this,
that's
absolutely
fun. That's
fucking
like a slide.
Perfect. That's cool. I mean, they're doing it, but they're dropping...
Save 70 G's?
Cups of water.
Why do I feel like an elephant's going to come shitting it any second? I
mean, Shannon's like, this video, this pool only took them 17 minutes to create. Look at this.
This is good enough. They should move some of those sticks.
That is awesome.
Someone asked me to come over to the swim with their pool.
You wouldn't
show
come?
This is
you wouldn't like
hilarious.
It? I like it.
I would think it's so cool.
It's fucking 3 feet deep.
How are we trashier than Ryan?
Like, that's so
I like it. I like that little house. I don't know what's going on in that little house.
Dude,
I
would
like
live
it.
Right there. Karen, do you want to just go live in this fucking Indian jungle?
Look how much fun they're having.
Three feet and deep are the guys that made the pool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. You know.
Yeah, so something like that could be cool.
I keep inviting this black guy to come over. I'm like, you want to come swim? And he's like, I can't. I'm like, I'll teach you. And he goes,
he's like, I'm in jail.
He's like, I know how to swim. But
you got bail money, bitch? I'm just kidding. Happy Juneteenth, everyone.
Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth. What? It's not Juneteenth anymore?
No, it was like 2 weeks.
Isn't it like a month?
No, it's one day. It was June 14th.
June's Gayteenth, and then...
Yeah. All right.
July... What?
Prize
June.
This is it. I'm just buying a fucking outdoor hot tub like a piece of garbage, and I'm doing it. I don't even care. It's so fucking, they feel so good.
Hot tub in the hot summer, I don't understand.
Like, what do you mean? At night, it's fucking chilly.
Not always.
It's like 60 degrees, 70 degrees at night. It's amazing.
Hot summer nights lately, I think.
Yeah. Well,
that's like the old people at my pool. When they say they want it like warmer, I'm like, I want it colder. I like a cold dip, get in, get out. They like it like bath water because they're old.
If you can build me a pool in my rental, I'll give you free Skankfest all access passes.
Not worth it.
Come on. Don't be an idiot. And I'll plug your pool business. I'll plug your pool business. I bet you pool guys don't listen to podcasts. It's a far dumb breed of human beings.
They're busy building pools.
Yeah, but you think about how much more they'd enjoy of building a pool if they were listening to the fucking sweet sounds of the Real Ass Podcast in the backyard.
It's pool season. They're busy.
Mm.
They're out there.
Do you think they're building pools in July? No. They're building pools earlier in the year.
You would
so
think
people
that
can
people
enjoy.
Would be
the
smart.
Dumb people are getting, they're upcharging people. Hardcore. If somebody wants a pool now,
right.
You're paying premium.
It's going to take at least 30 minutes to build that pool. So go figure. You know, I mean, look, they can knock out, you know, if they take a lunch break, 14 pools a day, right?
Right.
So 70 grand times 14.
Build a water park.
It's a lot of money in the pool business. Yeah. I got to be honest with you.
Wouldn't it be funny if that video was real time and they all just move super fast?
Yeah. Mm.
I'm bringing my son to a water park on Saturday for his cousin's birthday, and I'm a little bit nervous.
Why?
Because I started reading about accidents that happen at water park. Accidents happen regularly. Like, people drown all the fucking time.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like a regular thing.
Yeah, a lot of wave pools, I think, have multiple bodies on them.
Yeah. That would be fucking...
Is he a strong swimmer?
He's a strong swimmer, but it's not even. I don't think it's so much that it's being a strong swimmer. I think it's like they go through a tube and they get fucked.
If you
stuck
get disoriented and you're like, you think up is down, then yeah, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, dude. Some of those fucking.
Dude, those like fairs that they just set up, someone dies every year.
Oh my God, yeah. You see,
really?
Like bolts and screws. Yeah, my uncle, I told you that. My uncle used to work for Fiesta shows. They were like straight up carnies. Yeah. All those things, though. You see like screws flying off while you're on there.
You know what? I just realized that. Producing a carnival would be awesome.
Yeah, dude. Backdoor into being a carny. Head carny about that.
Skip the line.
Why don't we just produce Skankfest outside completely, but as a carnival? Like, the shows are intense, but we have a carnival. We have all this, the same stuff set up as like
if that's not the tagline.
Gathering of the Skanks, if you will.
It's a carnival. Yeah.
It's a Skankfest carnival. Our shows are intense.
Yes, Zach. Yes. Holy shit. Zackle snake. Zackle snake. Jessica Kirsten, Jim Florentine, Joe DeRosa, all going to be at Skankfest.
Woo!
Holy shit. Dude, we're not stopping. Shannon, are you going to Skankfest?
Yeah, I'll be working.
Bother Shannon while she's working at Skankfest. Meow, meow, meow.
Oh. Meow, meow, meow. I like that. Can we get a cat doing the horn sound effect? And that's a new sound effect on here, please. Paco, Paco, Paco. Thank you. Karen thinks you're hot, Paco. Did you say that last time?
Yeah, I think I was caught up in the moment. No, I'm kidding, Paco. Of course you're hot. Now that he has a dog, he's probably drowning in puss.
CDC issues you a warning to not swim in pools if you have diarrhea. Why?
It gives other people diarrhea.
Yeah. Diarrhea. No, that's not true.
Drink it.
That's not true. You get diarrhea from swimming with somebody with diarrhea. Like diarrhea floats into your body and makes you no.
This is the image the CDC released, which was some people feel is too graphic.
Oh, her blackfish washed off.
It only takes one person with diarrhea to contaminate the pool.
That must
you
be
don't
a scary
say.
Slide.
Who wants to go swimming while they're shitting
that
themselves?
Shitting.
You know what I want?
Dude, when I was in Mexico with Beatrice, when we were together, I ate the buffet, like seafood at the buffet, and I got like terrible food poisoning. And I had like the worst diarrhea ever. And I swam the whole time.
The lifeguard had to drag you out. We said stop coming back. You're fucking shitting everywhere.
Dude, I remember like...
It's the lazy river.
I have a right to be here.
The cold.
The main customer.
The cold, I remember just like... Because it wasn't even a cold pool, but it was just, you know, a little chilly when you first get in. It just shocked my body. I had the worst food, and I was like, ugh.
Did you shit?
Not in the pool, but I mean, yes, a little bit technically, probably the whole time. And then I got a massage. I remember I got a massage. The whole time I'm lying on my stomach, dude, and I'm just fucking, my asshole's just holding in this nasty explosive shit.
While you're getting the massage.
While I'm getting the massage. What? It was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Yeah, you gotta tap out on that one. No. You don't just still get the massage. Was it included in the package?
No, it wasn't. I had already booked the massage, and it was like $270 for a massage at this fucking resort in Mexico. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. And this is back in the day when I had no money.
Does it come with a pool?
All of the money. I had my own pool for the entire weekend.
Hey, did you guys have that thing where it changes color when you pee? No. Oh, okay, good. They're like, well, we can still tell that you're shitting.
Shit has a color.
There's brown water floating around.
They must have that
special dye.
Yeah, they got that special fucking shit, dude.
It's crazy. Like, whatever, I peed a little.
Aw, yuck.
Ah, yuck. Speaking of yuck, Justin Silver will be at Skankfest.
I was lifting weights with Justin Silver this week. He put together a nice little circuit for Christine Hutchinson and I.
Oh, yeah. Shredded.
That's a good time.
We got ripped.
I was watching a little bit on Christina's Instagram. I was watching on your Instagram. You were reposting from Christina.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good time. That's a hot little fucking threesome right there.
Yeah, we took over. Chelsea Pierce. Justin really fits in.
A lot of posts for the gram came out of that little session.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We were working hard. That was my second one of the day. I've been doing 2-a-days, you know.
Crushing it.
2-a-day workouts?
Yeah, for my NFL audition.
Ooh, what are you auditioning to be the ball?
Hold on, I'm watching Zach's mind try to come up with an acronym.
I know FNL stands for fucking waiting. Yeah, dude. Circle
snake, circle snake, circle snake, circle snake. Wow. The great Zach Amico. George Perez is going to be at Skankfest. The legend from Los Angeles, California. David Lucas is going to be at Skankfest. William Montgomery is going to be at Skankfest. Brian Redband is going to be at Skankfest. You know what the fuck's going on. Tony Hinchcliffe and the entire Kill Tony crew is going to be at Skankfest.
Wow. Wow. Holy shit, guys. Holy shit.
We're doing this. Let's see. Do you have video of Joey Chestnut breaking his own record? Shannon, please pull it up. It's a big deal.
Joey!
For Joey Chestnut, this park is shouting Joey. And Jeffrey Bezos, I'm only going to ask once. Bring Joey to the moon with you, man. He's earned it. Chestnut is a true American treasure.
True American treasure.
Under 30 seconds remaining, 72.
He's so gross.
I'm going to throw up.
That is disgusting.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the next one below is at 49. That's crazy. Like, if If you're in second place, why even try? Why try?
Why are you still eating?
That's the thing. You know, a lot of people, they won't. So a lot of these guys have big YouTube channels and stuff now from their eating, and they don't enter the competition because it's not good for their brand to just go get spanked by Joey Chestnut.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, that's terrible.
Well, big ups to my boy Badlands Booker for winning the lemonade chug.
That guy was rapping too.
He's the best, dude. Yeah. He came in here to do a podcast. He's so
new world
cool.
record. What was his old record?
75.
He beat it by one. Yeah. You know what the funniest part was? So the girls' competition, it's like half, right? And the guys' competition, everyone has two referees, and they have to do consensus.
The girls' competition, we don't make them have buns.
Dude, the girls' competition, they're basically on the honor system. They're like, I don't know, write down how many you think you ate. that's how little anyone gives a shit.
Good for you, buddy.
The fucking dudes, every guy has two referees. The girl, I don't know, 35 referees, and the girls' competition, there's like one person sort of paying attention.
He's reading a book and he like looks up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know how much I can eat. We should have an eating competition on here, Zach. I bet I could beat you in an actual eating competition.
Oh, 100%.
It's fucking gross.
I would get nervous.
We should do Munchkins from Dunkin' Donuts.
I think you just wanted to excuse that with a Munchkins.
I used to work with this model, and I would bring Munchkins into our job, and she'd be like, do you care if I spit those up and then chew them out?
Like, you mean chew them up and then spit them out?
What did I say? Yes. Yeah. Chew them up and spit them out.
Spit them up and chew them out like a fly. She was actually a human fly.
But yeah. That's how she stayed skinny. She wouldn't eat them.
Yeah. No, we've all done
that. No fat guys in the competition, though, almost.
No, yeah, because it's those guys, isn't that the thing? They say you have to be, like, somewhat athletic in order to train your body in order to, like, do that.
There's some big guys.
And then they're, like, making the room, I think. Like, if you're a big fat person, I think there's less room to expand.
You're too full,
like that.
Yeah.
257 donuts on Friday in a competitive eating competition held at this. Dude, I could fuck him up. Dude, I could eat a lot of donuts.
260 donuts? I don't know.
I think after six donuts, I'd just pass out.
Yeah, it's insane. And everyone else was walking around like, ugh, like they all looked like they went through fucking hell. And Joey was like, hey, he was the only guy that was fine. Yeah. It was all a big fucking joke to him.
This guy sucks. Like, hanging out with him sucks.
Everyone else
constantly burping and farting hot dogs. But he's acting normal. He's just fucking like.
Well, they apparently they don't want to throw it up after because they don't want their body to start like thinking that they can.
That they can do that.
Yeah. Because next time they're eating, their body will be like, oh, I know how we solve this. Throwing up.
Barf, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the one guy that I was got to chatting with told me.
cool convo.
I got to fucking chat with some of the guys.
So, Shannon, what is this beautiful rainbow python that you're talking about? So we usually portray disgusting animals, like animals that have been fucked up like fires and car accidents and shit. You know, two-limbed dogs and fucking, you know, cats with no hair. They're all fucked up. They got electrocuted. This apparently is the opposite, Shannon. This is a beautiful creature, she's saying.
Yeah, so I figured we always do the gross ones. I'm trying to make some time because I think the internet just went down again.
It's no problem, Shannon.
I'm sorry. I really want you to see the snake so bad.
Explain it to us.
So yeah, it's iridescent.
Wow. Shannon, put sexy music on and describe it to us. And describe
tell
it. Describe it fucking sexy, okay? Thank you.
Okay, so the snake is... really long.
But it's girls prefer when they're thick, right?
It's also very thick.
It's very thick and long.
Thank God.
Really?
Oh, okay. It's
is
up
it
now.
Strong?
it's very.
No, I still want you to describe it.
It's
better.
It's really strong, and the way it works is it wraps around your body and squeezes really tight until you die.
Until you die. Hell yeah, Shannon. Everyone just came.
This is the snake.
Oh, look at it. It's beautiful.
It's so pretty.
That's cool. Is that normal or
is so it like radioactive?
No, it's normal. The name of it
did
is...
Did a gay guy hide that in his ass?
It's the Motley Golden Child Reticulated Python.
Hell yeah.
How much are they? That's what I want to buy my son.
I'll look it up.
Dude, my son got a henna tattoo in Myrtle Beach. And he picks out a tiger, like a tiger head, because we were at the tiger zoo. And I was like, all right, that's nice and manly. All right, it's badass. And I was like, all right, because it was cash only. I was like, I go to the ATM machine. You can start doing it on that.
Tramp stamp?
No, when I came back, it was rainbow colored with sparkles. And I was like, we just talked about how manly it was. And she was like, yeah, he wanted sparkles and a rainbow. So and I was like, all right, you fucking cunt. How much are those pythons? How much are these pythons, Shannon? Hell yeah.
They can be anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000.
That's fucking badass.
Not for the iridescent one, though, right?
We're looking for that. All the ones that are listed.
That's just a regular one.
Yeah.
No. We want an iridescent one. This is going to be way more expensive than $1,000. No way. Everyone would have an iridescent python if it was only $1,000.
I bet they're not even for sale because that one's so rare that there's a news article about it.
Mm. Yeah.
It looks like they have different levels of being iridescent. These are all the same.
No, those
type
ones
of
all
snake.
Stink.
Oh, those all suck.
This
Who wants this fucking
this
shitty?
One has a little.
Boo.
No, it doesn't, Shannon. No, it doesn't.
Boo.
You're colorblind.
Boo.
That's the dwarf right there. That's the one.
$4,000.
I think
$4,000. That's actually pretty fucking badass. It's too expensive to buy. I'd rather buy a Rolex. But
James is never going to get a car. I have this python. I can't get around.
Oh, dude. What about fucking turning that fucking snake into boots?
No.
Iridescent snakeskin boots? Shannon, find it now. That's all I want to wear to Skankfest South is iridescent
snake. It's just boots?
Yeah,
that's
dude.
How you intimidate Ellis? You come out naked in iridescent snake boots?
Getting his fucking head. Getting his fucking head. Oh, Ellis is dead. I'm right.
That's a good old Puerto Rican guy move, though. As you know, 20 years from now, come straight up fucking snake skins.
I
no
love
socks.
It. Nothing.
You could transition into that guy.
Easily. Let's see. What else?
Yelling at your employees with fucking no socks and snake skins.
What happened to this female correctional officer, Paco?
The female correctional officer, she was sentenced for depraved sex with inmate in view of other prisoners.
Get it?
And so basically,
hot, hell yeah.
She's cute.
Fuck yeah, she's hot.
Gonzalez.
Apparently her behavior was...
Puerto Ricans just can't stop whoring, huh?
Yeah.
Look at her.
Was busted and busted on.
Busted on. Busted in.
Woo!
According to this, she was busted in because what she did that to describe the depraved acts was she cut a hole in her uniform so that the inmate could, they could, you know, proceed in doing...
Could mate in?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But she was on the job in 2016, resigned after a short time when they discovered the scandal because they would just do it in front of the other prisoners. She doesn't care. She still calls and like brags about the sexually explicit conversations and actions that she's done.
Calls who?
The inmates, though.
Uh-oh. I like
that. You're going to say calling to get her job back or something.
I like that. I have no problem with her.
They put her in jail for fucking inmates.
That's also kind of crazy. That should just be you lose
Fire,
your job.
Yeah.
You lose your job. What does she do? Why is it?
She's like, fine, but can I go to the boys' jail?
Why is it a crime to fuck inmates?
There is a couple on Love After Lockup this season that's the same exact situation, and she ended up losing her job and going to jail for 3 months because she fucked the inmate. And they ended up getting married, and she's still on probation, so now he's out of jail, and they can't live together.
You know what's funny? I bet you that happens way more often than you think, and you have to understand, like,
People fall in love on the job.
It's not even falling in love. It's just kind of hot.
Not for you.
It's just kind of hot. You know, like, you're a correctional officer. Like, I understand the fantasy there. If you're a chick and there's, like, you're attracted to this inmate. And, like, to get there and to get to that fantasy, it's not that hard.
Nope.
Or is it kind of like how pedophiles become ice cream men because they know they want to work around kids?
Oh,
so she's
sad.
Like, you know what? I like bad boys. Correctional officer.
Oh, yes. Gilbert Gottfried just confirmed for Skankfest. Hell yes.
He's on fire.
He is? Somebody put out Gilbert.
Very exciting, Paco. Very exciting. It's a big deal. Legends coming to Skankfest. We have a whole Legends League this year at Skankfest. Let's see.
What's the biggest venue at Skankfest, seat-wise?
We have an outdoor space. Outdoor stage. We're doing music at the end of every night. We got some fucking...
Josh Adam Myers thing?
The goddamn comedy jam is at Skankfest!
That's what's up, nigga.
The goddamn comedy's gonna be the same. But we have other bands too. We have some cover bands. Y'all Out Boy, which is they were
playing across the street.
Yeah, we booked them. We booked them for Skankfest.
Y'all Out Boy.
Yeah, dude, they were awesome. They were awesome. We booked a band called Slayterica, which is a Pantera, Slayer, Metallica cover band. It's gonna get fucking wild at Skankfest. It's gonna get wild at Skankfest.
You should have. This cover band was across the street from the Creek of the Cave, and Lewis walks outside and just hears like 2000s. Pop metal, and he just popped up. What's that? Where are we going? Let's go there right now.
All the small things.
He just walked over.
It's awesome. It's all like pop punk covers, like emo covers from the late 90s, early 2000s. It's going to be great, dude. I'm excited.
That does sound really fun.
It's so much fun. I really can't fucking wait. Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah, very cool.
Who else? I'm going to give some more names right now, dude. Fuck it. Get some more names right now. Let's see who else we got. This is the great Sam Tripoli at Skankfest.
He's on fire.
Timmy T.
Kimberly Congdon at Skankfest. Mike Vecchione at Skankfest. Mike Racine at Skankfest. Mike Feeney at Skankfest. Mike Cannon at Skankfest.
The Mike
at Skankfest. Mike.
Mike on the mic.
It's a show of mics. I swear to God, I'm putting together a mic showcase. I'm going to call it open mic, and it's all mics.
He's on fire.
Mike Allaire is going to be there.
Micah Fox
will be on that show. Yes, she will. She's going to be there. Michael Turner is going to be there. Michael Vargas is going to be there. Even Matt McCusker, Mark Norman, Joe List are all going to be there. Holy fucking shit. By the way, a lot of these guys, dude, like Dan Soder, who's also going to be there. $120 tickets to see Dan Soder in fucking San Francisco next month. Yeah, come fucking to Skankfest. It's all happening November 5th through 7th. We're not even getting crazy yet. These aren't even special announcements. These aren't even special guests.
Wait, it's $120 to see Dan?
Yeah, for a front row seat to some theater. It's crazy.
Good for him.
How exciting is this? Some other special shows? I'll tell you right now. Roast Battle is going to be at Skankfest. The actual real Roast Battle. I'll announce this right now. The roast of this guy, Louis J. Gomez, being taped live at Skankfest. Holy shit.
Pretty sick.
Super excited.
Yeah, those are fucking good, dude. That's
super getting crazy.
That's
awesome.
Super exciting.
We're getting crazy.
The roast battles. You're doing roast of Louis Gomez. That'd be fucking awesome.
We're doing the roast of
Louis J. Gomez.
The whole
thing's
going to be sick. It's going to be out of control.
And the anticipation of Skankfest being canceled, back on, and canceled.
I thought you were going to be canceled again.
And now finally.
Maybe being canceled one more time, depending on the D variant.
You're fucking good, dude. Gay-ass Delta variant can't hold down this Skankfest. And Houston, they're not pussies over there.
No, they don't give a fuck, dude. Luckily, it's in Texas. If it was in L.A. or New York, we'll see what happens.
Oh, they'd be a slight breeze. They're back in our houses, but not in Houston.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just fucking, the lineup is fucking crazy. I mean, look, I know I'm making this whole show about this today, but I got to. It's just too fucking good. You know, who else? We have more names. Let's do more names. You know,
another mic.
Why don't we throw these some podcasts in? How about this? Are You Garbage is going to be at Skankfest this year. The Loud Boys are going to be at Skankfest this year. Are they going to fucking challenge Tony Hinchcliffe and kill Tony? Who knows? Who knows? Maybe they'll pro wrestle. Who knows what'll happen? Who knows? Some more comics? You want to get wild? The return of Doug Stanhope to Skankfest this year. Chris Scopo is at Skankfest this year.
All right, let's take a break.
I should fucking.
Stanhope. Scopo.
He's even the lineup flow ruiner.
This is fucking crazy. Yo, Chris Scopo flow ruiner. Where is that thing? Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, whatever your name is. Karen.
You always see that when I'm on.
It's in there. It's in there. Oh, my God. Who else? Who else have we got, guys? We got a little more time here. The guys we fucked, Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson, both at Skankfest this year. Woo! Colin Terrell at Skankfest this year. Brian Sixth at Skankfest this year. Brian Holtzman at Skankfest this year, who I'm fucking so excited about. Annie Letterman's coming to Skankfest.
Steve Hofstetter, confirmed.
Woo! Adrian Appalucci is coming to Skankfest.
You do not want to heckle at this show.
Who else we got? Who else we got that people will be excited about? Fucking... I mean, it was so many more names coming out.
Let's just say a special guest that rhymes with Gil Posby.
I tried. We did reach out to Posby. We did.
That's so funny.
Sarah Weinshank going to be at Skankfest for all you fucking simps out there. Sean Patton's going to be at Skankfest. I already said Shane. Steve Ranazzisi's at Skankfest. You know, we only got a little bit of time. We only got 20 minutes left here. Let's get some big ones. Tim Dillon's going to be at Skankfest. The nearly unbookable Tim Dillon.
Congrats.
Tim's become a bigger name than almost everyone at Skankfest. Isn't that sad? It's bothering me.
He's rich.
It's bothering me.
Yeah, he's a successful fellow.
He was a difficult one to fucking nail down. My friend Tim Dillon, infuriating. Trying to get Nick Mullen, guys. Tweet at him. Get him out of his hole. Trying to get Mullen, trying to do Bastard Radio at Skankfest, but we don't have that confirmed yet. I'm trying, though.
He's deep in his bunker somewhere.
I know, dude. He's fucking growing a mighty beard. And he is fucking getting ready for the end of the world. But we're going to try to get Nick Mullen back out and do Bastard Radio Live if it's the last thing I fucking do. Lots of other stuff. By the way, we're still 4 months out. This is just who we can announce now. This is just what's happening. The great Bob Saget's going to be at Skankfest. Danny fucking Tanner. Are you kidding me?
Uncle Danny.
Are you fucking kidding me? It's not the uncle. He's a father.
But he was somebody's uncle, wasn't he?
I don't know. I don't know if
they're twins. Like...
Yeah.
Nicky and Alex.
Oh, yeah, but they weren't actually brothers.
The twins. They weren't? That casting? They found kids?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was his brother-in-law. He would still be Uncle Danny.
Oh, right. He's still Uncle. Yeah,
technically Uncle Danny, but not really. I mean, look, there's so many people. I mean, what else?
The Olsen twins will be in attendance.
Boop, 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 boop.
I mean, just this is just, they were just tip of the iceberg. Todd Glass is at Skankfest. I mean, come on now, guys. We're...
Big names, big draw.
There has the state of
How
Texas.
Many tickets you have total?
Probably 600 left.
Yeah.
That's it. It's over.
Sell the fuck out.
It's over.
So quick.
Yeah. This is the biggest fucking lineup the state of Texas has ever seen. You put this lineup against any other fucking comedy festival lineup in the world, we blow it out of the fucking water. All of these shows are going to be crazy. I promise you guys. It's going to be, even if you've been to Skankfest before, this one is so unique the way we're doing it with the outdoor stuff, the fucking games, the fucking tents.
Make
the
Just
fun.
For Laughs look like fucking industry. Dude,
just for fags. That's what I say. So what I say, unless they want to book me.
Just for gags. Getting gagged.
Hell yeah. What a fucking day. What a day. Whew. Okay. Here we go. Hot woman awaits dream double arm transplant after losing limbs. What is this, Bucko?
So a 24-year-old Turkish woman lost both her arms and legs after catching a life-threatening blood illness.
Oh my God, she's hot.
I knew you'd like this.
Now she's half hot.
No, she's hot, dude. Even her bionic arms are hot.
So yeah, she's waiting for a rare double arm transplant to improve her life. And
let's see.
This is just what she looks.
She's
like.
Cute, dude. Hell yeah.
You can get an arm transplant?
Oh hell yeah, she looks hot as hell, dude. Let's see. Is she crushing it on like TikTok or Instagram or something?
Didn't say anything about that.
24-year-old Turkish woman.
She is for sure. It's a guarantee.
Yeah, dude. After catching a life-threatening blood. Wow, dude. Good for her. Good for her. I fucking love her. Shannon, does that bother you?
Hurt the lack of arms?
No, like that I lust after her more than I do you?
No, it's great.
Do you like that? Yeah. You like fucking... Me and Shannon should be together.
Her mother, 54... In case you wanted to know the mother's age.
Mother's old as fuck, dude. Ryan, put your nipple away. It's bothering me. I don't know why. It really fucking bugged me.
You're the one that said
it. Made me uncomfortable, dude.
Yeah, the nipples shouldn't be out, but... Yeah.
Dude, nipples should never be out. Karen's wearing a push-up shirt. I don't know they made those, but she's being a little bit of a...
Just being myself.
You're catfishing a little bit.
Really, they look big? I don't think
they look big. They look pretty big in that.
Well, I'm also on day one of my period. So.
Ew. It was the heaviest flow day, or the second day is.
Go on, your menstruation genius, menstruation mensa guy.
I know a lot about menstruation. I was raised by all women.
Yeah, you get your period.
My mom used to wear two supersized tampons in at the same time.
Why do you know that?
That's because that's the way I was
raised. She had to put them in, dude.
That's the way you were raised?
That's the way I was raised.
Putting them in?
No, she fucking tell me. She would tell us that she put two back to back. Like side to side, like this. Like
at dinner?
Like batteries.
Yeah. Remote yes, control. Yeah. She turned one upside down, one the other way.
Your mom has a plus and minus in her pussy?
Yeah, dude. And they were super, they were the super ones. They were the biggest ones you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And then she put two of them in.
I can't wear,
like she was being fingered by a gorilla.
I rarely wear tampons. Very rare.
What do you wear?
Like nothing.
Ew, you free bleed?
Yeah.
You are disgusting, actually.
You would lick it in a second.
I will, right now. On the show.
In a heartbeat.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's fucking free bleed right into my mouth.
Idiot.
I got no problem going down on a chick with a period. You go down on a chick with a period, Ryan?
Yeah, but I don't only go down on chicks for about 2 seconds max. So.
Ryan sucks.
And then you feel your tongue on the battery. And you're like, oh, I gotta go back up. I don't.
I go, all right, we did it.
I don't.
Now yeah. You, me.
Yeah, I go down. Will you go down and check with a period, Zachy?
If it's the right moment, the heat of the moment.
Yeah, well, Lewis would come up like face covered in blood and be like, is this keto?
Yeah, I would fucking, doesn't like war care. Paint. Like war paint, I'd fucking.
No, I got no beef with it, whatever.
That's great.
Shannon, will you let a guy go down on you if you have your period?
I have not.
You have not,
no,
but you would.
I don't think so. Cause that's
not if you're not. I'm not talking about bleeding all over his fucking face. You're not riding his face. I'm talking about him. A little nah, clit work. Though. A little clit so work.
If I have a tampon in.
Oh hell yeah! That's kind of hot to me actually. Just thinking about Shannon, spread eagle with a tampon in. That literally, and I mean this. I say this a lot, Shannon. I actually mean that made my dick fill up a little bit. Thinking about you, spread eagle with a tampon in. I'm about to go to town on
is
your
that
fucking.
Because I'm always,
assuming bulbous clit.
I always take the week off for my like OnlyFans when I have my period because I like don't know about like tampon string play. Like
I think you would
hot.
Need to warn people, and I think it would need to be the videos you sell. You say, hey, just so you know,
obviously
tampon play, putting one in, pulling one out. Are you kidding me? You
see,
did
but I don't even do penetration at all.
$100 video. If you, did, I bet
I'm
you
charging in, $150.
Inserting and taking out a tampon. I bet you. There's like 50 guys who are buying that
we
right
away.
We can't
check with the Racist Live Chat, though, right?
Racist Live Chat, what do you think? Would you guys... You know, fuck, we're going to open up the phone lines. We got 10 minutes left here.
Start the bidding.
573-GAS-LINE. 573-GAS-LINE. Would you pay to watch Karen insert and take out a tampon on a video live stream?
Insert and take out.
Well, it's got to be a time lapse. So insert, and then it'll be a time lapse.
Now you got
like
editing.
Like the pool bidding.
Now,
like the pool building video.
Oh, I was thinking we see how many tampons she can fit, like the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
That would be barely one. It wouldn't be fun. Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
So your mom's the Joey Chestnut of tampons. She has the record of two.
Yeah, I know. Like people are saying, no, ew, fuck no, throw up face, yuck, yuck, yuck.
Are you
no.
making that up?
I swear to God. One guy said, I'd buy.
All right.
Then some guy said, yes, I would watch it too, LOL. Some other guy said, I'd kill her. Shane Gillis, pre-SNL firing, said that.
That's just regular Shane Gillis getting jealous.
Yeah. Nope, nope, nope. Paco said he'd buy it. Thank you, Paco.
Thanks, Paco.
I buy. A lot of guys would buy it. See, it's polarizing.
Yeah, it's like a niche.
Yes,
it's a kink. Have you watched Sex Life on Netflix yet? Most guys.
You said niche, and now I'm thinking of a knish. I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah.
What about you shoving knish into your pussy?
I don't know. I'm not really a big food play person.
But I bet you fucking Zach would buy that one if she was shoving knishes into her.
Too
fucking,
Jewish.
It has to be a different dessert.
Yes.
How about a flan?
Too ethnic.
A lava cake?
Cannoli. Cannoli.
Cannoli's pretty ethnic.
Cannolis, yeah.
Bear claw.
Bear claw.
Yeah, not a lot of people are not loving this idea, but enough people will.
I thought so.
Enough people will, though, that you can sell it for a lot of money.
We'll see.
Yeah, I think tampon insertion, tampon
we'll
exertion, please. Exertion, is that the opposite of insertion?
Yeah, what if I try to shoot it out? That might be more fun. That's like action.
Let's see, 112 years old is the oldest person in the world. Guess where they're from?
India.
China.
Puerto fucking Rico.
Really?
Puerto
you're just stupid. You guys don't know how to count.
Rico.
That person is an 85-year-old retard.
Uno, dos years old. Uno, dos. Can we see the person? Are they? Is it a guy or a woman?
Well, that, apparently they got the fucking ring ghost to visit them.
Yeah, when you become so old that you're like face
screaming all the time.
Yeah, dude, that looks painful. Yeah. That looks like it pains him to just be
that
alive.
It looks like a corpse that they put that on. Like the bones.
The Guinness World Record on Wednesday confirmed that Emilio Flores Marquez from Puerto Rico is the oldest living person in the world. 112 years old and 326 days. Did he die after that? Is he still alive?
They took a bad photo.
Because he keeps... It really is.
You're not really that...
That's not on his Bumble
profile. Photogenic for a century-old person.
He lives in Catalina, Puerto Rico.
Does the article mention whether he crushes puss still?
Yeah.
He was married for 75 years. His wife died in 2010. Yeah, so...
So these are his golden years.
Mm-hmm. So I does he every day, is he like breaking the record? Like, or does he just break it once? And he's that.
No, people can catch up to him. You fucking idiot. You're the dumbest person.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I don't know, but that's not what I'm saying.
As long as he is alive, unless they find someone older.
Shut the fuck up.
It is impossible for someone to age faster than he is.
Shut the fuck up. No. Everyone, shut the fuck up.
No, I'm going to catch up to it.
Okay. Be cool. Be fucking cool.
I'm cool. Oh, Dylan just walked in. I'm doing a podcast after
Dylan,
this.
There's no training today.
Here.
No training today. I got to go do What Could I Be Do after this. He doesn't even care. You're a fucking pussy, Dylan.
Oh, I hit up Gabby. She said she would book me on that. And she never did.
Yeah, Gabby's looking good lately.
She's hot.
She puts those fucking bikini photos on Instagram. I'm gonna go sexually harass her right after this show. Right after this show. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Also, our new chick looks pretty cute too lately. What's going on? She's getting all fucking dolled up. She sees Shannon getting all the attention. So, right? Exactly.
I didn't hear anything.
Don't worry. Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're getting. You. It seems like you've been fucking. It seems
from the
like,
sound of her voice, she's dressing up for Shannon, not
no,
you.
It's like so. I gotta go teach some volleyball after this. You know, produce podcasts, teach a volleyball class, and
I go build a pool.
Do you guys know how I can meet Emma Willman?
No, I was saying you seem to be getting more dolled up. Is it because I am giving Shannon so much sexual attention that it's making you a little jealous?
No, it's because people actually want to see what I look like, which I was not used to. Like, when I signed up for this job, I didn't know people were going to be seeing me so much.
No, she's cute. I'd smash. Hell yeah. Shannon, does that bother you that I'm saying that I would smash?
No, I love it.
No.
Do you want to see another hot gas digital woman?
Let's see. Who?
That's Dylan.
Ew.
Dylan.
Dylan looks like a hot mom.
He does. With that wig, it's like very perfect.
That's fucking bothering me, Dylan.
It's wait, like I have another picture.
I'm not being like anti-gay. I'm being anti-Dylan dressing that way.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-gay, I'm anti-Dylan.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is Dylan hot as a woman? No, I'm way
who
hotter.
Who did the makeup? Like the
I
makeup's
am
good.
A drag queen makeup artist.
Okay. Show boobs.
No, shit. Dylan is not anywhere near as hot. I mean, can you pull up the video of me on the Guys We Fucked, doing the Guys We Fucked parody?
Yeah.
Like, I was substantially hotter
no,
than Dylan.
No, not
woman.
As a woman.
Are you out of your mind?
He has a frail frame. You don't.
First of all, when I'm in shape, like really
you
in shape.
You couldn't be frail if you tried. This is a compliment.
Yeah, but I'm like a strong woman, like mentally and physically. Yeah. And I have a beautiful face.
You do have a beautiful face for a man. It's a man face.
No, it's actually kind of womanly when you really break it down.
I know exactly what picture you're talking about.
Okay, we'll see. I will bet you. You put
Dave
me
looked
versus,
prettier than you.
No, Dave did not look prettier than me.
Listen
Dave looked like
you,
he just. Dave's a fuck. Dave's got.
Listen to you.
Whatever that so is, mad. That fucking like type of long Jew head. I don't know what it is, but it's longish. It's
like Easter
Jewish.
Island.
Yes. Yeah, he's got Easter Island face.
How cute is Dave? So
who's
cute.
Hot? Are you? Look, I'm actually a sexy hot woman.
You look like a garbage pail kid.
You look attainable.
No. You're actually jealous, Karen, because I look fucking hotter than you,
are
and
you
it's making you furious.
I mean, our arms look similar.
Okay, can you take an
that?
Image of me and me as that, and then Karen, and go to Union Square, Paco, and ask straight men who they would rather have a night with? I bet you $1,000 I get more women. Men.
Do I win if I win? What do I get? $1,000?
You get to have one night with me.
I would trade that in for so much. I don't want that. That's not a prize to me, is what I'm trying to say. That would be more of a punishment.
Can I show you one more? I'm sorry, before we change the subject.
Please,
this is Maddie Justice.
Let's see, Maddie Justice goes from the Thing Is podcast. That's horrifying.
Whoa. That is horrifying.
Maddie looks like what people like Maddie think trannies look like.
I feel like those are Zach's bed sheets.
This is why Maddie's so anti-trans, is because it's when he's trans, it's horrifying. I like trans because I'm a beautiful lady. We're all in agreement that I'm, and that, who's that?
Tanner.
Oh, that's disgusting. It's bothering. I want to puke. Literally looking at all of them makes me want to puke.
I mean, the HMU is like really solid on all of them.
They were doing a green screen? Is that what it was?
Yeah, they had to do a lip sync battle at one point. So I had the green screen behind them. And then here's this is the final.
Look at Ralph fucking coming in and giving Shannon the go ahead to do a complete SDR promo on my show.
No idea.
I know what the fuck just happened.
No,
now.
I thought you guys would have fun making fun of them.
I think you'd have fun sucking my dick.
I don't think so.
I'm going to tell you right now, Shannon, not that fun.
You don't think it's fun sucking my cock?
No, a lot of food particles.
Shut up. My dick is a nice shape.
Full of crumbs.
My dick is a nice shape.
All the
just eating pork rinds naked.
All the folds have different cereals in them.
I don't like you.
Yes, you do.
And you know what?
Am I off Skankfest?
You're off
another
Skankfest now.
Houston comic.
You're off Skankfest now. There's lots more to be announced today. Skankfest South happening November 5th through 7th in Houston, Texas.
I'm going to rent like a sick house. You want to get a house, Ryan? Like a pool?
Ooh.
Me, you, and Saget?
Yeah, me, you.
Me,
Danny.
You, Saget.
See if Saget's down.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys, you should reenact Full House without him knowing.
I'd like to reenact America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, yeah.
Look, we're going to have an incredible time at Skankfest. Lots more names.
Can I make an announcement?
What do you want to announce?
Of a name?
What?
Chloe LeBranch is going to be there.
Chloe LeBranch is going to be at Skankfest.
This is fun.
There's a lot. There's a lot. I can't list 120 comedians.
We're promising right now, Chloe and Karen both going to be off the wagon.
No. Chloe will definitely be off the wagon.
No, she won't. I'm in charge of her.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Look, we have a lot more to announce. Look out on social media. Look out on everything. Skankfest is happening just 4 months from today. It's officially Skankfest, the first day. So I'm very, very excited.
I'm going to be so pregnant.
Shannon, what are you most excited for about Skankfest coming up?
Well, I just found out with everybody else about the roast of you. Which
the roast of Louis J. Gomez.
I would love to be a part of that if possible.
You want to roast me, bitch?
I think that would be
you
great.
You think you're ready for this, Shannon?
But
please.
I'm excited to just watch. I'm excited for the whole thing. I'm really excited about Skankfest.
It's going
to
be pretty wild, guys. And there's lots more. I mean, we're doing, I could sit here and just fuck all day. I could just list off shows all day. We're doing the Depraved Live. I think we're taping the Depraved Live for guest digital content. We're going to be doing all of the shows that Big J hosts. We're going to be doing fucking, I don't know. A lot of other things. I can't think of anything else right now. There's a lot of fucking stuff happening. A lot of stuff to be announced. So make sure you guys follow Skankfest NYC on Twitter. And skankfest.net is the website. Anything else, boys, girls, anything? It's been a fun show.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a fun
I'm excited
show,
for Skankfest.
Me too.
I think
can't wait.
Sounds very fun.
Yeah, bringing herpes down south.
Woo! Changing the game. All those fucking pussy ass industry festivals. This will be way better.
Oh, by the way, all the industry shows up to this festival too. Yeah. But they're just not. We don't. We treat them like fans. We don't treat them like they're fucking special.
Yeah.
They're like they wait in line. It's fucking great, dude. Watch when you're gonna see your agent waiting in line for something. He's like, can you get me? Like, no, you're a fucking agent. You fucking asshole. Get in line, agent. All right, we gotta go. Thank you guys very much. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible
episode
of the Legion of Skanks.
That's all, folks.